Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And on today's edition of Sports from the Couch, we need to talk about what is going on with Simone Biles and her withdrawing from the Olympics due to mental and physical health. It was a crazy event, and then the fallout has been pretty crazy and surprising to me at the very least. So I wanted to talk about that. But before we get into that very serious subject matter, let's go ahead and take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and you can be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. You can see the video version of the podcast over at youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. So make sure you guys subscribe to us over there. Give us a thumbs up and hit that little bell to keep notified every single time we upload a brand new episode. And we're on Roku. That is right. Shout out to the amazing Jerry Riles and the Rewind Sports 60. You guys can check us out over there at Roku. That's the Rewind Sports 60. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you get your favorite podcast on all major podcast platforms at Mercado Airwaves. If you would like to support the network, visit us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves and keep up to date with all the shows, all the interviews, everything we do on that network by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. So it was at this point just a few days ago, a little more than 24 hours ago, that Simone Biles was in the thick of things when it came to the gymnastic games over in the Olympics. And then next thing we know, she was out. And it was reported at one point it was a physical thing, then it was a mental thing, and all this whirlwind. Before we get really deep into my thoughts and kind of the whirlwind that it's been of this subject matter, mental health is physical health. If you're running off bat where I stand on a lot of this and the fact that we have to stand on anything when it comes to something like this, yeah, mental health is physical health. And I think before we talk about anything else, we have to at least come to that common ground that it doesn't matter whether it's a sprained ankle, a bad back, a stiff neck, or something you're going through, whether it's depression or anxiety. That is all physical ailments. It impedes or impacts what you're doing, how you're living, the people surrounding you. And the fact that we still, at this very, in 2021, through all of July of 2021, right? We're on the other half of the year. We're still having this conversation as if it's not a real thing. It's not an impactful thing. I think throughout this conversation on this edition of Sports from the Couch that it's going to be a little introspective, right? We're going to look at the mirror a little bit. Because, and I try to do it here on the show, that when we talk about these athletes, or if we're on any of these other shows, talking about celebrities, people of interest, whatever the case may be, you got to be fair. Because they're still human. And it's hard for us sometimes because there's so many outlets. Let's stay in the sports realm. If it's fantasy sports, or if it's NBA 2K, MLB The Show, NHL 2022, whatever the game is, FIFA. And we see them as just these numbers, these stats, these little figures, these little things that we can control and trade. It's just data. And we get this disconnect from them. And then there's also this illusion, but also reality of a class difference when it comes to a lot of the stars specifically in major sports. And celebrity and music, where they make more money than the average Joe. And that's also true too, because their jobs rely on that, right? So there's also this more disconnect. So you can see why there's not so much empathy. But I think while we're at that, there's still this concept of trying to have a little understanding of, well, maybe you don't get paid millions of dollars. You know what it feels like to be in a crappy mood. Or to have just your anxiety at a different level. And a lot of people don't want to give athletes that benefit. And you try to be fair because they're just human, right? It doesn't matter. They're just good at a particular skill. And that was the case here. And I think it's something that's not being said enough. And it's only maybe like on a tweet here or there or in a post here or there where you see somebody mention it. But specifically what Simone Biles does, she does a very dangerous routine. Now, because she's so damn good at it and you don't see any of the danger in it, one wrong move, one thing, lack of focus, and you could break your neck, break your back, seriously hurt yourself. And if you know that, aren't we responsible? If that's what they're letting us know, to acknowledge it and to you know, nurture it, to help it, to encourage it, to be like, you know what, you do know your body. You think this is going to end up in a bad way? Okay, take care of yourself. Take care of you. And let's say, right, let's just say you want to be a little bit of a cynic. Let's also be fair too. This young woman had so much pressure on her. And it wasn't just, oh, you have to win. Imagine being so good at what you do that you're judged differently than the rest of your competitors. That's what happens to her. Imagine you've made it to the world stage, the top of the mountain, and you're already the face of your sport. And you know full well that the people who are judging you judge you harsher because of how good you are, because of how big the gap is between you and the next person. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm some expert, because I'm not. I watch gymnastics once every 4 years. I'm 100% honest. Transparency, right? That's what we said here in the beginning of it. We're going to be honest about this. But what I do know is that she's the baddest at it. She's won a bunch of gold. And when you hear the experts, when you hear people talk about, when you hear it from her mouth herself, what she has to go through, you can understand what a young person has to go through with all that pressure. Now, when you're also talking about this, nobody wants to mention the fact that she's also the face of this BS that happened with the sexual predatorization of the gymnastics, the U.S. women's gymnastics. I mean, this monster is out here just predatorizing all these young women, and we're supposed to just think that that's not a real thing, that she doesn't have to worry about that, that's not in the back of her mind, all while trying to qualify for the Olympics, all while being a spokesperson, all while having that case looming over you, all while living during a global pandemic, and then having to go to Tokyo, Japan, where you're reminded that you're living in a global pandemic over and over and over again. Nobody's talking about that. And I'll tell you why nobody's talking about that. It's this political BS of a world that we now live in, this climate in media, in social media, where you got people who don't care. I just admitted, right? I watch it once every 4 years. I support the country. I want to see all them shine because it's amazing to see the routines and what they do, just like every other sport. But then you have people, both on the left and the right, who don't speak a word of the Olympics even every 4 years, use this as a political baton to get a narrative, to get a story, to get a click. None of these people care. None of these people watch sports, understand the physical, mental toll it takes. They don't care. They're waiting for that moment. And then the person that's in the crosshair is the person who's telling you they're going through something right now mentally. And we're going to pile on. And they suck you in. Because here at the bottom line, you've missed work for lesser reasons. So have I. Had a little bit too much to drink. Stayed up a little too late. Played hooky. We've all done it. We've all found excuses. And you can sit here and say the pay difference. The pay difference means nothing. You live in your reality. You live in your world. Don't worry about other people's pockets. Because you can't. You don't live in that existence. That existence is not for you. It's not for me. We weren't in that. So you've done worse, quote unquote worse, for missing work. And you didn't have people calling you a traitor, lazy. You know, that word lazy, we've heard it a lot during this time for Simone Biles. It's like, I've seen lazy. We've seen lazy. That's not this. I've also seen players quit. You're right. You know, people are calling her a quitter. An Olympic gold medalist. 1% of 1% of 1%. Even with a messed up foot. That's the funny thing about the Olympics, right? We make this, rightfully so, about a gold medalist. But then you have the silver medalist, the bronze medalist, and all the other qualifiers. They're all Olympians. We all make it seem like it's nothing like to write home about, but they're Olympians. You know, we make movies about Olympians. It's crazy sometimes when you hear how, you know, people go down that road of just not wanting to give them credit, just discrediting people. But, you know, again, this political baton that's going on to make a point, to make a statement. We've all done worse. We've all missed work for dumb reasons. And at least with Simone Biles, she's telling you something's wrong. But I guess people don't understand it if they can't correlate physical and mental health together. That might be the true honest of it, right? Just that disconnect. And it's what we said on the top of the show. We got to look in a mirror. And we got to understand the situation. We do see these athletes. We do see them, you know, with sponsorship and with money and going through all this, but they're still humans. But we don't afford them the same type of leniency that we get. And you know what? I understand, too. The average Joe saying, you know, I go through a lot. I can't have these breaks. You're right. And life isn't always fair. But what I think people like Andrew Luck, Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, hell, Michael Jordan, if you don't believe in the conspiracy theories, they used their platforms because they were able to. You know, whether they were advocating for something, I think whether they knew it or not, especially like earlier on compared to right now with Osaka and with Biles, where they're using their platform. They don't have to do certain things. You know, you're not playing in the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, where it's this corporate thing. It's a one-on-one sport. It's an individual sport. And, you know, Simone Biles talked about it. We saw it in that clip where she knew the team was going to be good. She had to take care of herself. And she was able to because that's where she's at stature. That's what she's earned. I wonder, when I was thinking about this then, why are we piling on? Why are people piling on? And at first, I thought it was maybe jealousy. And then it just started to kind of dawn on me that people don't care. People don't care that she didn't participate, that she didn't win a gold medal. They don't care about gymnastics. They don't care about sports. They care about being part of a tribe, being part of a mob, being part of a way, a correct position in an argument. They don't care about anything else. So I wonder when people are having this conversation, the sincerity of it. Because mental health is serious. So what's it going to take? Would it have taken for her to have gone out there, not have a good showing, worse, hurt herself, get injured, and then years down the road, there's ramifications for it? Is that what you wanted? Because you're not going to pay attention to it in two more weeks. But you know what you are going to pay attention to is this young woman's life moving forward. These athletes' lives moving forward. You know, we mentioned it a little earlier, the disconnect between athletes and fans. And, you know, a lot of it was going on when the NBA came back with fans and the interactions and fans, how they were acting with other fans at baseball stadiums. You know, I think a lot of it is pent up. I think a lot of it is just this privilege, and I know that word is used so much, but it's this ownership that fans have with their seats, with their stadium, with their team. And, you know, I wonder if this is hopefully good. Maybe this is the first steps for people to talk about it, for people to understand it, and for people to realize that How can I expect you to perform at your best? How can any of us who are admiring these great skills that these athletes have and then not expect them to take care of themselves on every way that they can? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, I wish that people over time are going to realize how important mental health is, how important mental health awareness is, because we've seen so many cases where it's horrible and it ends horrible. And luckily, these young athletes are taking advantage of their platform to do the things and to make changes. But with that, guys, it was just a shorty episode of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I wanted to talk about Simone Biles. I wanted to show my support for everybody who's dealing with mental issues, mental health issues, that, you know, anxiety, all these other things that we have to deal with. It's been a tough time. And I understand it. You go on social media, you watch the news, things only seem to get worse and worse. But when you have athletes who are making a point to spotlight it, it goes to show that all of us, all creeds, all walks of life, go through something. So while you may see people complain and say she quit, we've seen athletes quit. And we've seen athletes be lazy. This was brave. And I think, you know, I'm not using this as a political baton. Look at somebody's genuineness. And look at how they talk about this and what they're expressing. Because that's what this topic should be talking about. Not some political, you quit on your country or you're lazy or whatever. And we'll see. We'll see how this plays out, because she is an Olympian. She is one of the best to ever do it. And hopefully this isn't the legacy that's left for her other than being a brave one for talking about mental health. But with that, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here on this edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. Make sure you guys are following us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. We interact with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. We're on Roku over at the Rewind Sports 60. Check out the video version of the podcast at youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. We're on all major podcast platforms at Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And on Teespring at Mercado Airwaves. Make sure you guys keep up to date with all the podcasts, the interviews, and everything we're up to here at Mercado Airwaves by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.